Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hello everyone.
Hello. In the meantime, Mo.
So, Addy.
Raw.
SmackDown.
New era. It's the new era.
It's the new originals.
It's the new era.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of, action. Lots of, talking.
Actually, not a lot of talking.
No, not a lot of talking. But a lot of news.
A lot of news.
So, let's get right down to the news!
Okay.
What is it?
Well,
let's start with Raw.
Let's start with
Monday Night Raw.
Raw.
So, it was like, oh fuck, right? Because the whole point of this show...
It was war. Raw was war.
Okay, we're talking about war.
No, okay, let's put it this way. One week ago,
Thanks, Dave.
Did a show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's the thing. Okay. No, okay, but one week ago we did the show.
True.
It was very cathartic to me.
Right.
Because I had gotten frustrated with how the WWE was doing the build up to the draft.
Right.
And it was building in me, and I felt better. I unloaded, completely destroyed the company, really.
You did.
Yeah, you did too, but it was mainly me.
Well, you had hope.
No. Oh, ahead of time. That's why
I'm so pissed.
Maybe I didn't have hope, actually. I just think it's no excuse for shitty, being shitty.
Yeah.
It's like, let me put it this way. WWE is the biggest wrestling company in the world.
True.
Okay? If you're number one in the world and you're really the only brand that counts,
you
shouldn't be shitty at your job. Like, Apple, for instance.
Right.
The number one phone manufacturer, mobile phone manufacturer in the world.
Apparently, yeah.
And they are fantastic at their job, which is why.
Because
they put out a great quality product consistently for years.
Okay.
If you're the number one company in the world, your product, you would think you would have to be excellent at it.
Right.
But apparently not, as long as number two is so fucking far behind.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Is it's like Coke has Pepsi, Pepsi has Coke.
Yes.
Right? I'm trying to think of like, what's the next best brand of tissues?
Behind Kleenex?
It's like, that's it.
Yeah, it's whatever the house store brand is at the local store.
Exactly. But people just pay for Kleenex.
Yeah.
And Kleenex is just gonna keep doing whatever the fuck they're doing, and it doesn't matter.
No.
And then that's the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with the Kleenex product. It works fine.
It does.
They're excellent producing that product.
They are.
WWE,
on the other hand, is not.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's what's really weird is you would think if you're the top company in the entire world, you have to be excellent and you be excellent. But they haven't been for ever.
They're excellent at certain things.
At certain things at certain times of the year.
Yeah.
But consistently, the show is not.
Is not excellent.
And neither one.
No.
So I mean, we came in here and we just annihilated it a week ago. Very mad.
Yep.
Frustrated because you're the number one company in the world, and so I expect you to not suck ass.
Yes.
And you don't. But then they go out there on Monday and they prove me wrong with not just a great Raw, like a near perfect Raw.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time I saw a Raw that good.
Well, here's
awesome.
Here's the part in Raw with Raw.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said this too when we were waiting in line at Arby's.
Arby's.
Is that, like, I didn't even really notice that it was 3 hours. The first time, maybe ever.
Yeah.
that it was like, the show was like, oh yeah, wow, okay. And it had a combination of some short things and some long things and some, you know, like you said, not a lot of talking, but there was some, but it all made sense and it flowed. And so basically what I have to say is, fuck you, WWE. Because, you know, when you have a, you know, when you have a stupid child, like the producer's a teacher, right? And a lot of stupid kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In his
world. Yeah.
And when you have a stupid child, right? And the stupid child brings home a C.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Fantastic. You're a stupid child. That's what I expect from you.
A C from you is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the World Wrestling Federation now has just gotten an A.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking capable of that. Okay? You have shown me now that you are capable of that. So now when you come home and bring in C's, it's because they're afraid to try and they feel that their brain is going to ooze out of their ear.
Yes.
Motherfucks.
But, and that's the thing, I mean, they proved us wrong on Monday, but then on Tuesday, they proved everything we said about the SmackDown and the SmackDown and the brand split and the lack of roster. It proved it all right. And everything we had said. And I left Raw being optimistic about the future. I'm like, Raw, okay, you talk about they're capable of an A, but they used up every, it's like if you're designated,
driver,
40 hours.
It's never happened to me.
If you're doing your finals.
Yes.
And you have four different subjects.
Uh-huh.
And you designate 40 hours towards math.
Okay.
And none towards science and history and science. So you're gonna pass that one time.
Here's the difference. But science and history is all work.
Oh, that's true. but you know, in English. But but the point is that yeah, you're gonna get an A in that math, but you don't have anything left for the rest of it. And it's like, yeah, Raw was great. And like I say, there's things that are optimistic. Mm-hmm. Like I love the way they didn't do a lot on the Cruiserweight, but I love the way they presented it. And I love the new camera angles and love the pre and post match interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And then though, I mean, so I left optimistic and then I'm like, I can't wait to see what SmackDown does to brand themselves as different from this.
Right.
Cause Raw had a different look.
Yeah.
And then they didn't, at all.
Well,
and it made me go, okay, so SmackDown's gonna be the exact same except for with different colors and a different roster. It's not as good. And that's actually gonna hurt Raw because SmackDown's actually the same pre and post match, same camera angles, and there's nothing.
But there was nothing new about SmackDown.
No.
There was
everything that was new about SmackDown we saw first on Raw.
Yeah, but even then, it was like SmackDown was like 2 weeks ago SmackDown. There was a battle royal. There were some matches. They did a couple of interviews, maybe differently. You know what I mean?
But a little different at camera angles, and the interviews different.
A little bit,
but that's
a little bit. But nothing. It was basically SmackDown from 2 weeks ago, right?
Not very different. Yeah.
No, and same as Sammy Raw was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I took away from SmackDown. Is that Raw made this shift to be a different show? It felt different, right? There was some squishy squash matches. There was some immediate post-match.
The reason it felt different was because it was different. The reason SmackDown didn't feel different is because it felt like Raw.
No, to me, SmackDown felt like the same old SmackDown.
No, I definitely saw the things they did with the interviews and those.
Oh, sure. A few different things.
But that's what Raw did was a few different things, and we saw some, and they highlighted some new people. Though the except for the squash matches, which they didn't do on SmackDown yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like the way they introduced Rhino was very, typical like SmackDown. Yeah.
So that's what I took away is that SmackDown was the same old show. So what I took away from this, okay, is that the whole point of the draft, whole point of the brand Eck motherfucking extension was to help SmackDown, right? To raise the SmackDown, ratings.
And they did.
And they did for about 2 weeks. I mean, it's still back, as what it was in January when it debuted on the USA Network.
Yeah.
Right? So it's higher than it was for now.
For now. Won't last.
No. But the whole point of this was to help SmackDown.
Yes.
So, but then they also said, well, we gotta differentiate these two brands a bit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah.
Felt, we gotta increase viewership to SmackDown. So SmackDown, we're gonna do that show, you know, the right way. And then Raw, we're gonna try some different stuff, because it doesn't really matter. But we can't fuck with SmackDown. We have to do SmackDown the same way we've always done SmackDown, because that's what works. That's what Vince McMahon is saying. So Vince McMahon does not get this at all, is what I took away from the first 2 weeks.
Well, there's no question about that. There's no
That's
question.
What I took away from it. It's he like, is... The way that they... The way, this whole thing was meant to help SmackDown.
Yeah.
And Raw was better.
And Raw was much better. Yeah. Raw was much more... Yeah, right. Raw felt much fresher. And just better. Fresher.
Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that Raw is better. Okay? I am happy that Raw is better. Or was better for 1 week.
Yeah.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
No.
I was happy that it was better.
Yeah. Right?
But the whole point of this is SmackDown needs to be better. That's the whole reason they're doing this. And so let's not lose sight of that.
Boring. It was a generally boring show.
Like, let's not lose sight of the fact that this whole point is for SmackDown to be better. So I can judge this. I'm going to judge this two ways, right? I can judge this from my perspective and from the goal. And from my perspective, I think, again, I like this week. Right? Overall, this first week of this brand extension, I would put that a check mark in the good call versus the bad call.
Sure.
From the whole point of this thing, I would put this in the miserable failure call.
But what it proved to me is, the thing is, they hotshotted, like, Raw was good because they hotshotted the shit out of the show. And,
yes,
you can, if you hotshot the shit out of the show, you should have a good show. SmackDown hotshotted the shit out of the show and still didn't have a good show.
Yes.
Because you don't have the roster. And
I don't know. How did SmackDown hotshot the show, though? That's the whole thing that I don't understand. It's like the thing I will say about this is that it like, originally there were supposed to be two writing crews. And that's patently, it's patently obvious that it's not, because the whole point of this was, the only difference was you're having two multiple man matches to lead to a singles match to lead to facing Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Whereas on SmackDown, you had a battle royal to join a multiple man match to face Dean Ambrose.
It's the exact same.
Like, it's exactly.
It's the same story with slightly different steps.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the exact same story.
Slightly different steps. Right?
Very slightly different
and
steps.
And so it's like, okay, that's, so you basically, again, are showing me that you have the same crew.
Yeah.
Right? And again, because of the battle royal and getting more things, I think that's why we didn't have the squash matches.
They only have 2 hours. Though they mistimed it, though, by the way they had to send Shane and Brian out at the end. Because, you know, it's not about the GMs and commissioner.
No, it's not.
They had to send them out at the end to try and fill time. They mistimed it.
Yes.
The 2 hour show.
Yeah. Billy Kidman.
Yeah. I don't think they trust them to do that anymore.
No?
No.
Oh.
But no, you're right. It's a very similar
show. He's
really
lost power since The Undertaker. So,
since the divorce.
That's really, I mean, you talk about it. That's why Hunter, I mean, he's really careful about that stuff, right? He's like, look what a divorce did to Billy Kidman.
That's right. Yeah? That's right.
So, but I don't know. I mean, if I go through Raw, let's go through SmackDown first, because I like to end positively.
Sure.
But if we go through the SmackDown, like, just not frame by frame or anything, but again.
We talked about the lack of roster depth, and then you looked at those people on the apron at the beginning of that show.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's even worse than I thought.
Yeah.
And then when they announced the six men or the first five, and Corbin and Ziggler have to be in the main event.
Yeah.
It even hammered it home even further to me. It's Christ.
Yeah.
This is bad.
And then you had your World Wrestling Federation European Championship up for grabs at the SummerSlam, where Dean Ambrose is going to defend now against Dolph fucking Ziggler.
What does the date of SummerSlam?
It is Sunday, August 21st.
So they have lots of time.
The state charges August 21st.
So they had four shows.
Okay.
To try and build a credible challenger.
Right.
And they did everything in that first night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and again...
Except for who they picked as the challenger.
Yeah.
So
and we actually did a poll here. Are you looking it up?
No, I'm just looking to see how many shows there are. There are, four, including the show that just passed.
Yeah, exactly. Right? There was four shows to build up a challenger.
Yes.
But look at the poll, because this is interesting.
Okay, let me just...
We did a poll on, and it was...
Oh, that poll.
Not that. Not the one that Vince Russo puts up.
Oh, not
no.
That. Okay. So we put up a poll, and we had 142 votes.
That's pretty good.
Because we just put it up. And are you ready to accept Dolph Ziggler as a top star A-game? And 69%
yeah.
said yes.
Yeah.
And 31 said no, which is, so that's interesting.
That's much higher than I expected.
It is. It's much higher than I expected. And so who knows? Maybe we're up to fucking lunch with this.
So.
But I just look at the fact that, like, Dolph Ziggler, after when he cashed in Alberto Del Rio, ironically in New York.
Yes.
Which is where the Summerfest is.
Yes.
Right? Just crazy mad pops.
Yes. Of course, nobody was from there.
No. No. They're not from here.
No.
And to the point where, and there was a point, I believe, about a year ago. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago?
A year and a half. Yeah.
Where you had thought that Ziggler was going to be the next kind of Daniel Bryan, Matt Hardy.
The guy the crowd is cheering for that never gets the push.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, it just, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, we get to this 69% and we talk about, but I don't mind Dolph Ziggler in the spot. I mind Dolph Ziggler in the spot the way he's put in.
Not the liver spot. Not the dog spot. But his spot.
His spot. I mean, you have this guy. What's the last thing you remember him doing on TV? I'll tell you what it is for me. I don't even remember who he faced. I think it was Seth Rollins.
Okay.
He lost.
Oh, yeah.
Just a few weeks ago. And he goes, and they walk by in the backstage. And it's, yeah, I lost again, but I tried really hard.
I tried really hard.
And it was Seth Rollins, wasn't it?
I
think it was Seth Rollins. And they're talking about, glass ceilings.
I think it was Rusev.
It might have
because
been
Zack Ryder had to come out and make the save for him.
Oh, that's right. Yes. It's Rusev.
Zack Ryder made the save for him.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes. Yes, it actually is. And Zack Ryder had to make the save for him.
Yes.
And I know he's lost to Seth Rollins, and I know he's lost to Rusev, and you talk about there's a glass ceiling. I'm like, what glass ceiling? Because the way I see it, this guy gets shot after shot against good wrestlers and loses. Where's the glass ceiling? What is that? That character, what's the glass ceiling? It's not like he never got a shot against. Like, you got a shot against the U.S. Championship, and mm-hmm. you lost clean.
Yeah.
Like, what's the glass ceiling? Right? And so, that's the last thing I remember about him. And this guy's losing. So I don't mind him putting him in that, but I mind you going, everything that's happened for the last year is all erased because he won one match. Yay! Like, wait.
Yeah.
Wait 1 second. No. It's not. And so am I ready to accept Dolph Ziggler as a top guy?
As your Lord and Savior?
As a top guy? Yeah, if it's done right. Like, if he comes out that first week and you say we don't need to announce our main event, we need to establish our roster, and we don't need to announce the main event to the last show,
mm-hmm.
and Dolph Ziggler comes out that first week and his hair is dyed black and he has different music.
What if he had a crew cut?
Yeah. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, he has a different look, but it's definitely him. His hair is different, he has a different music, he has a different look,
He calls himself Mikey?
No. Oh. He's still Dolph Ziggler. But he comes out and he goes, you know what, guy, I've lost it. This is supposed to be the chance. I'm seeing this as my last chance. The Dolph Ziggler you saw is rededicated. I'm gonna be better than ever, I'm gonna start proving it tonight.
Yeah.
That guy comes out and wins a match and then wins, and it gets impressive over the next few weeks, and looks a little different, and adds a new finisher, and those type of things, and then he gets this shot? Mm-hmm. I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody would. Yes, you're ready to accept Dolph Ziggler in that role.
As your Lord and Savior.
But to accept Dolph Ziggler in that role.
As your Lord and Savior.
With nothing changed, and he's just a guy that has been losing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, buries your roster, buries your title, buries Dean Ambrose,
That's what I'm looking at now, is it? The fact is that Dolph Ziggler is challenging for the World Wrestling Federation Championship hurts the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
It does.
Like, that's the whole point of this thing, is it? You're right. It's the ability, like, who there, when you look at,
And in the last match, if he came in and was winning in that last match, it was like, we're gonna have a four corner elimination match or something like that.
Yeah.
And the last comes down to him versus Baron Corbin one on one, the last two.
Uh-huh.
And you're thinking, is Corbin's gonna be it? Cause they're pushing him to the moon, and it's against Dean Ambrose. And he beats Corbin, who's the guy he couldn't beat over mm-hmm. the last several months.
Yeah.
Then you go, oh, it isn't new Dolph Ziggler. The story is there.
Yes.
There's no fucking story here. It's just a guy won a match against a bunch of other guys who may not be that good, except for AJ Styles, who he pinned. Why is he pinning AJ Styles?
Yes, yes. Well, because you have to protect Baron Corbin.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So, the nice part, but exactly. Like, there's all this, you know, and then it's so funny because, like, you've got AJ, right? And that we'll stick with Dolph Ziggler for now, and then I'll have a lot to say about AJ.
Yeah.
But, you got your fucking Dolph Ziggler, and like you said, it's like an RKO.
Yes.
It come out of nowhere here.
Yeah.
And he won, there was a battle royal. Who won the battle royal?
Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews, right, won the battle royal. That's what I was trying to think of. Who won the battle royal? Apollo Crews won the battle royal. So Apollo Crews won the Jobber battle royal. And so that immediately showed, okay, there's no real credibility to whatever this match is. The fact is that the Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews are both in this match. Again, talking to your roster depth, looking at like, there's no way that this is all set. And then the whole point of them is they're going, we are going to swerve them because they think that AJ Styles is going to win this match.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
And then Ziggler pins him and it's like, ooh, wow, it's a surprise, neat. No, it's not a surprise. Because it sucks. The surprise is good.
Yeah.
Wait. Finn Balor was a surprise.
And that was good.
Dolph Ziggler is just a guy who just finished. You talked about the whole, him on the phone, I tried really hard. The last thing I remember about Dolph Ziggler is consistently losing to Baron Corbin. Or having 50-50 booking with Baron Corbin.
No, he lost more.
And then at the end, he lost.
I think they had 4 or 5 matches on TV.
I think he won one. Yeah, because then there was a disqualification one. Exactly. Yeah. I think he lost, then he won, and then, yeah. Or no, he won the first one.
Yeah, I think he won the first one, then he lost, and then he lost on the DQ, but the point is, he loses.
The point was, yes, he's losing to Baron Corbin, who nobody gives a fuck about. So, it means nothing to me. It's like, they talk about, like, this is reminiscent now, when they talk about, like, how, this goes back to my point of, utter failure when it's like, this is supposed to make SmackDown good.
Yes.
Okay, and they're talking about this now, and we'll get to Mr. Flair in a minute.
Yeah.
But what this reminds me of the winner of the Royal Rumble gets to have an opening match at WrestleMania with the SmackDown champion.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. It's like, Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler should be the opening match at SummerSlam.
Yes.
That's how much it means. Mm-hmm. That's where it should be placed on the card. And that's the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
That's the most, theoretically, the most important title in the history of the business.
Yes.
And it's not.
And it's like, it's a guy who, they have done nothing but push.
They
haven't even pushed, yet he's still cheered. We talk about like a Dan O'Brien, Matt Hardy type thing. Like, that's Dean Ambrose right now.
Yeah.
Is that he's over in spite of how they booked him.
Like, he until he won the belt, wasn't pushed strong. Until really, I guess, the feud against Jericho. That's when he started pushing stronger. But it's like the damage has already been done. Even he is still fighting credibility.
Yes.
To a degree.
And you're going to put him against another babyface.
Yeah.
So, not drawing any sympathy or heat towards for Ambrose.
Yeah.
And you've got a guy, a mid-card babyface against an upper mid-card babyface for your most prestigious title. And it's just like, what?
Yeah.
What the?
And somebody said to me, I was complaining about it. And somebody said to me, yeah, but it's going to be a terrific match. In fact, we're going to have 2 awesome 5-star matches at SummerSlam. In these 2 title matches, I'm going, hey, Finn and Seth, I think will be terrific. I've seen Dolph Ziggler against Dean Ambrose a few times. It's happened before.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was like a 3-star match. And you can't have a 5-star match if the people don't buy that one of the guys can't win. And people will not buy that Dolph Ziggler can win. And if the belt doesn't feel important, and the belt doesn't feel important because of the presentation. Like, you don't have a 5-star match unless there's... Like,
is a part of a 5-star match. The anticipation, the energy and excitement is part of a 5-star match. A 5-star match isn't just they did moves real good. It's all a feel and electricity and an energy that you will not have from the opening match at SummerSlam.
No.
You will have a crowd slightly better than the opening match at SummerSlam 91.
Yeah. Well, actually, probably might not even be that good. We just saw that. Mm-hmm. That crowd was pretty into those guys.
Well, mostly Paul Roma.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But no, but it is. It's like, yeah, I mean, why did you never have, under WWE, why were their cruiserweight matches never more than like 3.5 stars? Mm-hmm. No matter how good they were?
Yeah.
Because they presented the belt like a joke, so it never meant anything.
You had some 4-star matches with Akio and Paul London on Velocity.
Yeah.
Again, and the reason they got to the 4-star level is because they got the crowd into the matches.
Yeah.
But the matches themselves were not, electric.
No,
and so you missed that thing. I've seen, I'm trying to remember who it even was. It was, who was Tyson Kidd,
here's a good example.
Who was Tyson Kidd teaming with before Cesaro?
Justin Gabriel.
Yes, it was Kidd and Gabriel against the Usos on Saturday Morning Slam from England. And it was a 4-star match because they got the crowd into it. But it wasn't 5.
But here's the thing though, here's a good example. Mm-hmm. Natalia versus Becky on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was not into it. No. They had a really good match. They performed everything right. The psychology was good.
Same with Butthole Ground.
Yeah. They weren't that into it. Why? Because there's nothing really on the line, even though they're supposed to have a feud that just, so you can't have, no matter how good the work is, if everything else is not putting into place too. And everything, and you have a few more weeks to get Ziggler hot, but him going on a win streak now feels like, it's like trying to win a race while you're in reverse.
The best, like going in backwards on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to me, the Becky and Natalia thing, I mean, yes, it did not get electric though until afterwards when there was a stall.
Nah. Fuck.
So that I love that about SmackDown too, by the way. That was the other part that let me sort of, it's like, okay, so they did, we're talking about the debuts and such, right? And then it's like, okay, so they have the match, and then Naomi comes back, and then, Alexa Bliss comes out, and Carmella comes out, and Eva Marie comes out, and it's just like, and it's just like, okay, they're all here. For what?
Yeah, they're all here, A, for what, and B, you're all here
for the Universal Women's Championship.
That's it. You just showed me your entire roster. And you know what? You could have, like, if you brought up Bayley and Asana.
Asuka? Well, we already know Nia Jax off the NXT roster on Raw.
You sure about that though?
Yes.
Have you checked the website?
I've confirmed. Yeah. Nia Jax off the NXT roster. Now on her.
You're positive that Nia Jax on?
No. Nia. Jacks off the NXT roster.
We're like 13.
Oh, I wish wrestling was good when I was 13.
Oh my god. What were we saying?
Nia.
But if you had Asuka and Bayley,
Jacks off the NXT roster.
You have Natalia,
Becky, mm-hmm.
Paige, and
Paige is on Raw.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about
Raw. Oh, I see.
I'm saying Paige, Charlotte and Sasha. That's 7. I would throw Emma in there as 8 people that can actually wrestle.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then, then you have a Naomi who was a very good athlete who's never really got a shot, and Alexis Bliss who's still improving.
Right.
And you have 10 women. You have 10. And yeah, they don't look like Tori Wilson or Sable or Candice Michelle or these Playboy models, but there's some attractive women in there. There's some women with different looks, and you can have a really good wrestling. Man, you have it there. But as soon as you split them up into 2, there's not enough depth for a division on either side to make, like that's a thing, like Raw, that was a great match between those two. But fuck, that's hotshot booking though.
Oh yeah. And we said, and I knew that was what you were talking about with the hotshot booking. I don't necessarily mind that, But because I don't think that that necessarily defined the show.
No, but it means to me that
I'll tell
going
you what,
forward, you can't keep doing it, though.
No, but I'll tell you what. If I would feel the same way about Raw if Charlotte retained.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So, because to me, it was the match, the crowd was into it, that whole thing. I wouldn't feel any differently that, I probably would say, well, now what about SummerSlam? Maybe, you know, you had that Dana Brooke Tripper or something that had a little bit of a disputed finish, so the match wouldn't have been as good in order to lead to a SummerSlam match. But, no problem, right? Like, I just, that's how I look at it. Yes, that was a hotshot move to kick off.
I think Raw. I probably enjoyed Raw a little more because the speech afterwards in the moment. But,
yeah, it is,
but I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. It's good regardless. But you know what? Is it possible that that SummerSlam match and then that belt will mean more than the WWE Championship?
Yeah. Well, that's what I told you. It's the WWF Championship right now is the opening match on the show to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Well, it would be, except for they're going to have some IC belt, I'm sure.
No. Well, yeah, they are. Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
Because Randy Orton beat The Miz on SmackDown.
With no
more
effort.
More hotshot booking to win the Intercontinental title, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Holy shit, you have so few...
Yes.
...single stars, mm-hmm. singles wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have so... you have one belt...
Yeah.
...that already is in trouble. Mm-hmm. And you have that second belt that you really needed.
Yeah.
And that's the way you treat the belt and your champion?
Well, here's...
Like, I'm not saying that Miz is great, but I'm saying you're killing the division and the belt, which you need going forward.
Here's what happened. They sat in a room, and they wrote down, they had printed out all of the Raw roster. And then beside that, they had printed down all of the SmackDown roster. They noticed the SmackDown roster is shorter because of the 2 hours versus the 3 hours.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what we need to do on this shorter roster? We need to put 20 men in a battle royal together.
Yeah. But they only have like 14.
Or whatever. In a fucking battle royal.
Yeah.
For the championship. So then, well, okay, so what do we do for the rest of the show? I don't know. What's Randy Orton doing?
Yeah.
Right? What's The Miz doing? Oh, I don't know. And besides, all we've got is an hour and 40 minutes booked anyway, so we'll just have Daniel Bryan and Shane go out at the end.
Yeah.
So, like, they really are fantastic at what they do.
They're the number one company in the world.
They are. They're the number one company.
In the fucking world.
No.
The universe.
In the universe. I honestly don't hate the name, the Universal title.
I don't either.
You know, I think of Universalio title. I just think now that you could have, you know, if, let's say, Finn Balor wins it, then you could have him against Alberto Del Rio to unify.
Right? Yeah, that makes sense.
But that would have to happen in September, and Alberto Del Rio may be gone by then. which is a huge mistake because it's like they just keep using him so well.
Oh yeah,
it's, you know.
Oh yeah, just used brilliantly time after time, man.
Wow, fuck.
Yeah.
You know he. anyway, it's. It's one of those things. So it's SmackDown, right? Like, I mean, and we got Shelton Benjamin coming back.
Yeah.
Right? We've got The Rock.
Speaking of his back and the video that they had, for him, you see his back as he's like walking to the ring there, and it's just full of back knee.
Oh, yes.
Like, high def, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Shelton Benjamin.
Fuck. And Rhino comes in and gores, Heath Slater.
And we talk about how they're gonna bring in, and they are gonna, and it looks like they're gonna put more love, at least right now, it looked like it. Towards the SmackDown roster, then. But we talked about also how these aren't people that are ever going to main event at WrestleMania.
No.
You know, or any pay-per-view.
Like Finn. But it's, yeah, exactly. They're just jobbers. They're jobber to the stars.
Yeah.
Right? It's like Rene Goulet.
Yeah.
And Tony Garea were in, you know, in 1984.
Yeah.
You know, had some names and now they're jobbers.
Oh,
right?
Curtis Axel right now.
Yeah, exactly. Curtis Axel, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
You can go back, I mean, Frenchie Martin, you know. There's been guys. I mean, they did
Lenny
the whole...
Poffel.
You know what this is actually reminiscent of? is slightly is because we just watched the ride along there with Mark Henry and Chris Jericho, mm-hmm. but in that 95 era, 95, 96, I guess it was era, mm-hmm. where you brought in Freddie Joe Floyd,
sure.
and the Goon and T.L. Hopper, you know, jobbers that they gave gimmicks to, essentially.
Yes. Yeah.
And so instead of giving them gimmicks, it's just jobbers who have been on television before, right? Like your Brian Myers or whatever his name was there. I mean, Jinder Mahal headed to Raw.
Yeah.
Right? Just, it's like,
wow.
You know.
Yay.
Yeah. You know. Which, yeah. I mean, it's, they're just filler.
And, they're just filler.
But that said, like, well, I don't know. So you're bringing those American Alpha to debut next week. Yeah. On SmackDown, right? So
that's against who?
No, exactly. I would hope so. You know? But that's, who knows? Maybe against, Brian Myers and, Rhino.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
It's just one of those things. It's like, and that was the other part about Rhino. It's like, okay, Rhino's back and now going to be a jobber. So he destroys another jobber.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna put Rhino, like, what was wrong with Rhino and Baron Corbin? You know?
And we might get there, but.
No, yeah. But I mean, so attack Baron Corbin.
Yeah, sure.
And start something.
Sure.
And then Rhino can obviously lose.
So it doesn't start anything, no.
Yeah, exactly. I hope to God it doesn't start anything.
No.
But it's like, yeah.
So but it also is a misstep in that, once again, they don't get how much the crowd actually likes he said.
No, but it's also like anything can happen on SmackDown now that it's live. Look, Rhino came back. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, there's no glass ceiling there.
No. That's correct.
Not like Raw, where that, I mean, Finn Balor, for instance, just slamming his head against that glass ceiling.
Oh.
Like, it's hilarious to me they're making all these comic series like this. Right after the night where the new guy gets a shot at SummerSlam on the other show.
Oh, I know.
And they're talking about how there's no glass ceilings here, but there is on Raw. Wasn't there a glass, before Raw wasn't its own show, like it was, but it was all part of WWE, which meant WWE had the glass ceiling.
Yes.
Not Raw had the glass ceiling. Like, all of it makes no sense. But JBL's commentary was awful. Like, he was overly enthusiastic, overly loud, like, he's so full of shit. He needed to stop saying, yeah, Randy Orton will be taking on Brock Lesnar, the greatest combat athlete in history. Yeah. The guy that is now, thanks to his suspension, 4-4.
What suspension?
Or suspension in the UFC.
USADA. No. That's where you're wrong. He's not suspended.
What?
His contract states.
Yeah, well, in Canada. Or, no, in WWE. But he's 4-4 in the UFC. That's his record. 4 wins, 4 losses. The greatest combat athlete in the history of the world.
Yes.
4-4. Shut the fuck up with that.
Yeah.
Like, they brought it up the week before the suspension.
I know.
Now they just won't let it go.
Yeah, well, that's
it's just stupid. It's awful announcing.
It really is. And I mean, and
Dieter Tonga was way better than him. Put it that way.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I was going to say, is that you have moral grit, but then you have, Vince McMahon there. So you have enthusiastic JBL, and then you're anchored by, you know, fucking David Otunga.
Who's like a non-factor, no personality guy.
No, exactly. Yeah. Nothing to add, no reason to be there other than he's fucking Jennifer Hudson. So.
Like, Moro's a +10, and minus 11 for JBL, and then like a 0 for Otunga.
Yeah.
The overall shitty,
exactly.
Announcing. So I think, shitty announcing. You have a shitty roster because it's so thin. And with things like what you did with The Miz and how you didn't heat up Ziggler first, you have shitty booking.
Yeah.
That was a shitty show.
Well, that was the thing.
Kind of like shitty sushi.
If you wanted to...
You ever eaten a city sushi?
I have.
Yeah, shitty sushi?
Yeah, give me the fifth. What I looked at is, okay, if they were going to do... After Raw was over, I thought to myself, what could they do on SmackDown to counter this?
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, they've got to give somebody new the Intercontinental title. Yeah. That was all I could think of. Is if that's what you want to do to fresh take SmackDown and yet not have it the carbon copy of Raw, like, to me, it would be, we like Dean Ambrose, right? We're okay with AJ Styles and John Cena's and, like, that kind of top of the thing. And we know what Randy Orton's got something to do.
Yeah.
You know, so... Okay, so those are your high-end guys. And so, to me, it's like, Bray Wyatt gets the Intercontinental title. Like, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
He's never had a title before. I don't think he needs a title, but it would be different.
But it'd be different.
And then it's like, get it away from him, right?
Yeah.
And so, that, I thought, that would be good. And then he's like, you're number one heel anyway. So, or number two, I guess, behind AJ. So it's like, okay. So there you go. That's how I see it. And no, you just had Randy Orton come out and squish him, and then it's like, oh.
Good. So it's a shame. I was looking forward to SmackDown after watching Raw.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Raw.
Yeah, Raw was fantastic.
Let's go to the positivity here.
Sure.
And the power of positivity.
Power of positivity.
And, I mean, so we had the Monday Night Raw.
Sure.
And we had, you know, the show opening with Finn Balor's debut. Really. With him walking through the ramp.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, it opened with Stephanie insulting the hell out of Roman Reigns.
That's true. That's true. And
him not getting to say anything back.
What?
Oh, he just got to look at her.
Yeah.
He's a loser.
God.
It's because of him we don't have that belt. We have to create a new belt. It's going to mean nothing except for more than the other belt.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. No, you couldn't get the job done.
Yeah.
You couldn't win the belt.
No.
So we're going to make this other belt now.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get the belt.
We couldn't get the belt. Because you're a loser, and I'm a winner. Woo!
But I just look at, so Finn makes his debut. Because I was looking at I was looking for him on the crowd. Oh, yeah. They must have had him in the second row, but I couldn't see him. And then, he was not there, and they spread the crowd out. And
yeah, when he stepped out, he got a good reaction.
He had a great reaction, I thought. And not huge. Like, you could tell, it's funny, like, the NXT, like, probably about, what would you say, about 35% to 40% of the crowd with the arms?
Probably, entrance, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was like, and more in the second entrance.
Yes.
So people picked up on it. It was better on the second entrance. Yeah. It's like, that to me was the gauge of who knows really who this guy is.
Yeah.
Right? Was that. And so I don't, and it's the same with AJ Styles. It didn't take long for everybody to get to it.
If the few people that do know him react like he's a huge star, everybody else by just kind of, they get swept up in it, and it becomes, doesn't take long.
Coupled with the fact that, you know, he's been positioned now after the first week as a top guy, like, yes. in a top mix, so people will take to it now.
Yes.
Like, I think that was very smart the way that they had debuted him. I heard this week on WWE with my buddy, my pal Scott Stanford,
mm-hmm.
and they, at least on that show, they promoted it as the first NXT champion versus the longest reigning NXT champion.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
That's really interesting. Really putting over that brand stuff.
Yeah, and that's, now it was like, okay, so Finn gets in, and then it was Finn against Roman, and I was like, fuck, really?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Finn beats Roman, right? Finn is, I don't know what you want to call it, number one contender, or he's in the finals, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
And then, like, Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Right? We talked about how, his Adderall and everything, and then he does the job.
He looked much better that Monday night.
Yes.
Like, he had a really bad night at Battleground. Did not wrestle well. But he looked, particularly in the four-way.
Yeah.
He looked really good.
But he did the job to Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Right? In the thing. And now he's lost, here. And it's like, but they still wanna.
His last four matches, he's done three clean jobs.
Yes. And so that's, and the Usos lost to Breezango.
Again.
Which is a side effect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
You know? And so, they don't tell you that that's a side effect of Adderall.
It's
jobbing to
Breezango. Yeah. Yeah.
But, may cause jobbing to Breezango. Mm. And thoughts of suicide. But I think that, TJ Perkins. I think that, when you look at Roman, it's like he was a badass, right? They're pushing him. They want to push him as a badass.
Yeah.
And people rejected him. And they still want to make him a top guy.
Yes.
So they interviewed him after Finn Balor's thing.
Yeah.
And, well, I hope he beat Seth, and I really wanted a shot, and I respect him.
Yeah.
So,
respect that dude.
Respect that dude. So, like, so he's, they want to push him as a top guy as a badass. It didn't work. So then they're like, okay, we're going to push him as a top guy as a pussy.
I didn't take it that way.
I was just like, oh my God. Like, now he's a fucking good sport. Fucking pussy.
I think that's always what he needs. Look, if he does a bunch of clean jobs to people, putting people over, people will stop hating him so much.
I don't know. It's going to take a long time for that stank. Like, he has to be a heel.
Well, yes. And again, we talked about this before. The crowd, like
who else could he job to? Kevin Owens? Like, what else is there? Cesaro?
But I don't know what his WrestleMania match is now. Or not WrestleMania, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Which is the SummerSlam, or the WrestleMania
the of the Summer. The WrestleMania of the Summer, the SummerFest.
Yeah, SummerFest. Yeah. I don't know what his match is now. That's actually really kind of strange. I fear it's Braun Strowman.
I understand.
I fear the fuck out of that.
To me, his role at SummerSlam is handing out Connor's Cure bracelets at the Flo Rida concert.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. But the thing about him is we've mentioned this before, like there's always been that section of the crowd that cheered him, some kids and a lot of women, and at the house shows he was getting some cheers.
Yes.
But now at the house shows he's not getting the cheers, and like on Raw and on Battleground, he didn't even have the women, he didn't even have, like, everybody hated him.
Yeah.
And we've said before, there's huge money in a heel people hate.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I don't get is there's money to be made and they're already making it. Like if you look at the way he's wrestling the last few times we've seen him,
yeah,
he's wrestling like a heel.
He's
like his personality outside of it is a babyface, but the way he's wrestling, he's being a, like against Finn Balor, he was a bully.
Yeah,
he was a bully in that match.
And the other thing you have now with Finn Balor and the first thing that my wife said after. He won
she felt bad for Reigns.
Well, she did, yes. And then he cut the interview, and I'm like, see, he's a pussy. And, but it was when I was watching This Week in WWE, and they were talking about the NXT thing or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the match. And she goes, we better have paint on for that match.
Well, he will.
I'm like, he will. She's like, he should have paint on in every match. I said, no. They said, no, because he's got to come out and cut promos and stuff. She's like, no, he should have, like, part of it done and be like, I got to go back and get ready. But, I think that...
The thing is, he's a cool entrance even without it.
Well,
so.
Yes, but with the paint and everything, there's some merchandise that you're going to start to
roll out,
right, with him. And so, like, and Roman Reigns has really stopped selling merchandise.
Yes.
Right, with the kids and the women and all that stuff. So you have no reason. Like, that was always, like, we can't turn Cena. Because he makes us money with all that shit. Roman doesn't do that.
And I think a lot of it is, I look at why would you keep Rollins as the heel? And I think it has to do with the Triple H Rollins storyline and where they want to go with it down the road. Yep. I think they're so locked into that.
Which is fine.
That they don't want to switch that out. And they don't want to have Reigns come in and be the number one heel over him, which he would be, but he is anyways.
Here's what I look at, is that if they do that, and Reigns, yes, turns himself to this heel, and you lock yourself in with Hunter and Rollins at WrestleMania, turning Rollins babyface.
Or turning Triple H babyface, either or.
Well, probably I would Rollins, turn Rollins babyface.
Probably right? Rollins, yeah. And but then, I think they're so long.
But then Reigns can be a heel.
Yeah.
Right? And that's fine. And then it also prolongs your Shield reign.
Yes.
Right? And so you can keep doing that. I mean, do we know if Rock is Rock and Hunter, you know, is that going to be a thing?
We don't know.
You know, that's the thing, right? So it's like, that part is up in the air. And then, so yeah, exactly. So what is Roman Reigns' WrestleMania match?
Yeah, what's his SummerSlam? What's going forward for him right now? If he doesn't turn heel. If he turns heel, he could have a great feud right away with Sami Zayn. Where even if he wins it, it wouldn't hurt Zayn.
He would win it.
And he would, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And it would, but it wouldn't hurt Reigns, I think, or Zayn. I think it would actually help them.
But as a babyface, like, what? Right? Like,
yeah.
Owens. Well,
not really. No, I'm thinking Braun Strowman.
I'm not really into that. Okay.
That scares the fuck out of me.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about that, because we had some jobber matches on Raw, which I thought was fucking fantastic.
I love the guy they found to be on Strowman.
Because you're like, it's Raw, it's 3 hours, you can't go back to 1988 and do this stuff.
Yeah.
You can't.
You can't do 3 hours of
No, that. That's what I mean. Right? So, but as we know, Nia jacks off the NXT roster on Raw in a squishity squash.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Debut. Yeah. New character. Got her moves over. There you go.
What's up with that entrance with the eyes? Like, are her eyes supposed to be really pretty or intimidating or something? I don't see anything special about her eyes that they want to highlight those.
I think, you know what?
I guess it's at least an original, unique entrance. Not at the level of All Red Everywhere.
No, but we'll get there. But, with Nia, and they did this in her NXT debut too.
Yeah.
Is that the gimmick is that she talks and she show her eyes and they think she's really hot and they pull it out and she's not like most girls.
Oh.
That's the gimmick.
Ah. But that doesn't work once you've seen her once.
No. I agree. That's the gimmick. That's the gimmick, though. But. So she does the squishity squash.
Squishity squash.
Great.
Yeah, against Celine Dion.
Yeah.
She beat Celine Dion.
She did.
I don't know why you would throw away that kind of celebrity match and use nobody. Right. But she beat Celine Dion, squished her.
But don't worry, her heart will go on. But I look at, then you had Braun.
Strowman. I said Strowman.
I thought this was great.
Snitsky.
This was the best use of Braun Strowman.
Fuck, that guy was great. That other guy's that's a star.
That guy is a star. I like that they gave Braun, though, a new look.
Yeah, I did too. I think he looks a lot better with his hair tied back like that.
Yeah, he's got the hair tied back. Jacket or gear or whatever.
Yeah.
I just thought, okay, this is Braun Strowman come out. And essentially, what they need to keep doing with Braun Strowman is what they did with Ryback.
Yes.
Just come out and let him squash people.
Yeah.
Every week. That's fine, right? And then eventually put him up against a guy and then be done with him.
Sure.
But that's all you can get out of Braun Strowman, so that's all you should get out of Braun Strowman.
So I'm hoping they don't do it with Reigns right away, which is my fear.
Well, yeah. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even care if they do it with Reigns out of the way. Because then he's done. Then Strowman, okay, fine, see you later. And then it's like, and I'm not really gonna, I can't think of a Roman Reigns match at the SummerSlam that I really care about at this point. So.
I'm gonna say Zayn. I'd like to see Zayn.
Yeah.
If he's a heel.
Actually, you know who I'd like to see is Cesaro.
Cesaro? That'd be really good, yeah.
You know, they're.
That's another one. So there's a couple.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
again, it's the good workers. Like, that's one of the keys about Raw. You're 3 hours, but because you had the four-way, and you had the long women's match, and you had the main event, you didn't actually have that many. Like, you kept the people that couldn't work off. You kept Titus O'Neil.
Well, no, you didn't.
And Mark Henry.
You had Braun Strowman.
On. Okay, yeah, but...
And you had Nia Jax.
But a squish squash.
Yes, exactly.
But as a general, like Big Show, Henry, Titus O'Neil. Titus, by the way, and
Jack Swagger,
a tag team.
Well, I don't know if they're actually a tag team. They teamed up.
Apparently, they're a team.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I saw that match actually on Superstars.
Yeah. Superstars.
Superstars. And the stars, of course, was Bubba Ray Dudley.
Yeah.
Yelling at everybody, during his match. But, you know, I just looked at, I don't see what Titus and fucking,
that's it. Like that's, but again, you don't have the depth to continue doing this. So you have to get guys like this on.
Isn't Mark Henry on Raw?
Yeah.
So like, what was wrong with the Mark Henry Jack Swagger team?
It made too much sense because Mark Henry's gonna retire soon?
I don't know.
That's a better team.
Well, he's a fucking American Olympian and an All American.
Yeah.
So they're the real American, whatever, right?
All American Americans.
Yeah, we the people, right? So it's just like, fuck. But I just think that you had a match, you had a series, like you said, of the pacing. It had some watches and some long matches, and it just worked. It just fit.
Yeah.
The interview with Sasha after the match, the interview before the with the jobber, you know, before he's going to get killed by Braun Strowman.
Yes.
The interview after with Roman Reigns.
Yes.
You know, like those
even the interview after, but that's the thing, they did that also with, like, Apollo Crews, right?
Yes.
And all of these things, like, especially the Sasha and Apollo Crews, like, all the thing I liked about these was they didn't feel scripted for them.
What I was hoping, like, that...
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, they just came up to him and wanted their reaction.
Yeah, and yeah. It felt very organic. Unlike when all the women came out on SmackDown,
yes.
And Alexis Bliss goes, I am the embodiment of the new era. And then Carmella comes out, I'm the queen of new, or long, Island. And, yeah, the hottest chicken. Like, and it was all very written, and it felt like they were saying their lines.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about the pre and post. Like, all of them felt very organic.
I was hoping that after they interviewed Roman Reigns after he lost to Finn Balor, that he was going to call himself a fat piece of shit.
That's it, though. They did this with him. Remember when Goldberg, when he has, like, his first match, Mean Gene runs up to him, asks him for an interview at the end of his match.
And Goldberg just leaves.
Goldberg just looks at him and walks away. So it's not like this is new. But, and again, I like it on one of the shows. I don't know if I like it on both shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was the thing to me. It's like, let's just, something's got to give.
But there wasn't a single backstage vignette or anything on SmackDown. There was on Raw. There was the Bob Back thing. He had the Golden Truth. But because it wasn't the whole fucking show of one after the other after the other, if it's one or two over a 3-hour show, that's fine. The problem was before we were getting 10 or 12 of these and it was too many.
I didn't quite understand Bob Backlund saying you have to go win the title.
Well, I'm like, Bob Backlund being Bob Backlund.
I'm like, what title? What the fuck's he talking
about? Yeah, it's just Bob Backlund being Bob Backlund.
I don't know. And then, yeah, I think that, again, week one, Raw wins. Like, that's all there is.
Not only that, but I can't even find myself excited to watch SmackDown. Or I want to see Raw. You know? I don't know how long I'll be able to stay it.
Here's the thing. Raw has pushed a new guy to the top.
Yeah.
And so now it's a matter of, okay, how are they going to follow it?
The one critique that I heard from, believe it or not, Vince Russo.
Oh.
That I actually agreed with. Now, he was against this whole Finn thing. Him and Ric Flair really came out on against this whole Finn in the main event thing. But the one critique I'll give him, he said, this guy debuted on his first night, and I don't know his gimmick. I don't know his personality. And I'll give you that. Like, they didn't introduce, and even in NXT.
They gave a video. They did a video package of who Finn Balor was, though.
A little bit, yeah.
They did.
What's next for Finn Balor?
That was in the video package on Raw. Yeah, so guess what? You're a piece of shit. And you're an idiot.
Well,
let's call him.
There's no question about that. He isn't. You want me to call him?
Let's call him.
Fucking idiot. Well, that's it though. I mean, like, even in NXT, like, his personality and gimmick isn't really, it's not a gimmick like he would think, give the guy an Amway salesman gimmick. Like, it's not that kind of gimmick.
Just call him. All right. And he'll tell you himself.
Okay. I really wish you'd get a touchstone or something around here.
It's classic. It's vintage.
How many of these times I have to do?
You know what? I will say before we get to Vince Russo, if I did have an old school phone, you know what it would be? It would, like, you pick up this slammy.
It's long distance. To the moon.
Yeah, Mars. He's definitely not from this planet. Hello?
It didn't even ring. Wow, you got to it pretty quick there. Mr. R?
Is this Mo?
Is this Vinny Roo?
This is Vinny Roo.
Vinny Roo, how are you doing?
I am doing both good and bad at the moment.
Oh, well, how?
I gotta be honest with you, Mo. I just finished rewatching Monday Night Raw and rewatching SmackDown.
Okay.
And from what I have taken from SmackDown is that it is the better show.
No, most people don't.
Hands down, it is a better show than Raw.
Well, I don't see how you can really say that. I mean, everybody universally, I think, enjoyed
the internet wrestling community has beaten Vince McMahon, and I, sir, am saying that Monday Night Raw was a worse show than SmackDown.
But Monday Night Raw had better wrestling matches, had a new guy push to the top that seems legitimate.
This new guy, Finn Balor.
Yeah.
He comes out on Raw.
Yeah.
And I do not know who he is.
He was on NXT, and a lot of the crowd knew who he was. They did have a video package.
I do not know what his gimmick is.
He's a wrestler, and he wrestles in matches.
I do not know what a wrestler is. Is he a garbage man?
No.
Is he a addicted sex addict?
No.
Is he a porn star? I do not know.
No, he's a wrestler. He's wrestles matches and then wins them.
When I watch him against Roman Reigns,
yeah,
I don't feel he has any chance to beat Roman Reigns because he speaks the English language with an accent. The man is.
What does that have to do with the match?
The man is Irish.
Mark. Yes, yeah.
And I don't think we can book someone who is Irish in this day and age.
Well, there's nothing wrong with obviously being Irish.
What are you talking about, Mo?
Are you saying something against the Irish people? What?
I have nothing against the Irish. Somebody said because I don't like Irish people that I am a racist.
Well, maybe.
Mo, Irish people are not a race. Their skin is the same color as you and I.
How do you know what color I am?
Mo, we have met. I live in New York, and if I look out my window right now, I can still see your fat ass.
I don't know if I'm enjoying this conversation very much.
I have to tell you about SmackDown.
Okay, what about SmackDown?
SmackDown now has...
It's pretty lame, wasn't it?
One of the greatest wrestlers to ever grace the squared circle in Eva Marie.
What?
Eva Marie.
Eva Marie sucks.
Eva Marie is a star.
What?
When I see Eva Marie, when I watch her as she walks to the ring, she is a star.
Well, not in wrestling. Like, maybe she could be a star in, I don't know, like some sort of as a Vegas showgirl or something.
In the WWE, she is a star.
Is that what a star looks like?
That is exactly what a star looks like. That is what a star sounds like. That is what a star walks like.
Wait. Now, did you see Battleground?
I did not see Battleground.
Okay, because Bayley came out. Now, Bayley got this massive star reaction. Like, much bigger than what even
I gotta tell you, Mo, I like Bayley in my coffee just like everyone else. By the way, that is Irish coffee for a reason.
All right, Vince, anything else there, Vinny Marie, you want to tell us?
I think you are fat, and I am going to reiterate that SmackDown is the better show.
All right, bye.
What an idiot. I told you.
I hate that.
I told you, if you just call him and talk to him, you'll understand, because you were putting him over there, but dumbass.
Really is.
Dumbass. Really, dumbass. Dumbass.
He really, really is. He
hates the Irish, too.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. He can kiss my Blarney Stone.
Yeah. Apparently he can see it.
I hate you.
What did I do? Talking to Vince Russo. Leave me out of this.
Alright, what else? What else did you think of Monday? What do you think? New Day versus the Club. What do you think?
That's fine. They're going to get there.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I kind of hate that the New Day doesn't put over the loss to the Wyatts at all, but...
But that was bound to happen, I think. I mean, they just kind of... Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
They're backed into a corner and they just moved
on. They just moved on, right? Yeah. And then it's... And you got Enzo and Cass being Enzo and Cass, which is fine. Yeah, like I just, that was the thing about Raw, is when I look up and down on the Raw roster, I really don't have much in the way of a qualm with really kind of anything. Like I think back to the kind of the two glory periods where what I'm noticing on Raw, at least on the first night, is it like everybody had a purpose. That was on there?
That was on there, yeah.
You know, you can see where you have, okay, yeah, your club against Enzo and Cass is a tag team feud. You know, or a club against, rather, the New Day is a tag team feud. You can put in, you know, another team to feud with Enzo and Cass. It's not gonna be the fucking Shining Stars or whatever. But you have something there that you can have a secondary feud with that won't really matter much, but it's there. You know, to fill a card. When I look at this, I guess the best way to put it is I could see Raw having its own pay-per-view. I don't see that with SmackDown.
Well, again, you've used up, I just don't think that they have the roster, we're seeing like 10 guys that are really good wrestlers on there. On SmackDown that you can use, or on Raw that you can use. But how often, like how much can they mix that and match that with a 3-hour show and a pay-per-view every month?
Well,
and keep it fresh. That's where I'm worried. Now, don't get me wrong. Having a little bit of a tag team division, having a little bit of a women's division, whatever, and cruiserweights, maybe they can. Maybe they can't keep it. That's my biggest fear, though.
Well, that's the other thing.
I just felt like we saw so much on Monday. I feel like, I fear them being able to keep it fresh because they weren't able to keep it fresh before.
No.
They were repeating matches, like we talked about Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler 413 times.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they couldn't do that before, and now you're less of a roster. I know those guys are really good. And there's certain people I can watch wrestle each other over and over again, like Zayn and Owens. But, that's my biggest fear.
Well, this Monday, of course, here comes the pain.
Yes.
And the,
we don't know about, Paul Heyman.
No. But the Beast is Brock Lesnar.
What if Heyman isn't there? Does it mean anything? Like, as far as the act. I think he will be there.
It does. It means a lot.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because Brock Lesnar does not address a live crowd. The way that Brock Lesnar cuts promos is in UFC-style sit-down interviews.
So far. He can address a live crowd. I remember that one where he got beat by Eddie for the belt. Remember, and he came out and cried? Remember that one? Right before he left the company before?
Or the one before when he's danced like it was the mariachi band?
Yeah. That was fun.
That was great.
That was funny. That was hilarious. But
addressing the live crowd, you need the advocate, I think.
Yeah.
And backstage, that's where Lesnar does his talking.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what does Brock Lesnar bring to the table? You know, do I need to see Brock Lesnar beat Curtis Axel? No. So, like, what do you do with him without Paul Heyman? That to me, you know. So, but the one thing I will say about
this... Well, especially since Orton isn't there, right?
That's what I like about it.
So you need somebody cutting that promo, though.
So you have exactly, if you have Heyman there, cutting the promo, and then on SmackDown you have Orton there to do whatever, and you've got these guys, and well, holy shit, they've been kept apart.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
What a concept. Leading to a big match. So if you can do that, and you can continue to do that, and that can be, like, to be honest, Lesnar should be like the guy that goes out and hunt SmackDown guys. Like, you talk about what does he do at WrestleMania, I mean, there is still a Roman Reigns rematch.
Yeah.
Right? And on it from a different show, right? So, it's... SummerSlam is too soon. I mean, the Interbrand match, I mean, this match was made before that, right? So, fine, whatever.
And you know what? It's not... It's a one-off, really. Like, it's fun. It's from two guys that are... One guy that's a part-timer, another guy that...
Is a part-timer.
Really will be a part-timer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although Orton definitely did not look like he had been working out heavy or was in shape or been hitting the gym or the tanning salon or anything like that before that match against The Miz. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and Orton, I guess, is set to go with AJ after SummerSlam.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
So, whatever.
As long as you keep AJ strong, that makes sense.
Well, they're doing that, you know?
Yeah.
What? Huh.
Hmm.
And that's the other thing, dude. Do you do another John Cena AJ Styles match at SummerSlam?
I think so. And Cena has to lose it. I mean, Styles, well, after getting pinned to Battleground and then on Tuesday, he needs to win that fucking match.
And True Grit, is coming back for a second season.
Really? But the ratings were awful.
It's not about the ratings.
Oh? No. What's it about?
What's it about? The show is about troops.
It's always about the ratings, as Vince Russo would say.
The show is about troops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who backs the troops?
Oh, okay. Alright, I gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
The Republican Party.
Yeah.
Who owns the Republican Party? The Koch brothers and Fox.
Yeah.
The show is on Fox.
Yeah.
So that's all it's about.
Vince McMahon.
Yes. But it doesn't matter. Well, Republicans, that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not about ratings. It's similar to Tribute to the Troops.
Yeah.
Not a ratings draw, but they do.
No, it, but right? They do it. But that's once a year. But I get you. No, I get you.
Well, this show is kind of once a year, too. It's like one, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a...
I know.
It's a filler. And again, with a billion networks out and all this time you got to...
I don't know how many networks there already are.
Huh?
I don't know, brother. How many networks there are?
Well, there's two. Maybe three.
Yeah.
He's been remarkably silent, actually.
He has been. I love that you thought he was going to be the GM of Raw. Or SmackDown.
The timing seems... That's what I mean. He's still been silent. Like, that, to me, the timing seems right for the greatest professional athlete in the world today to make his return. Any day now.
Yeah.
It's coming.
I gotta say... The Brock Lesnar, it'll come eventually.
You know why it needs to come? Because Hulk Hogan needs to fucking make good with his goddamn company. So I can get 1998 or 1988 superstars in a fucking network.
Exactly.
That's the only reason. I don't give a fuck about Hulk Hogan at all. It is about me.
Yeah.
And the enjoyment of my childhood, goddamn. Yeah. Like, I've been watching the same episode of Primetime Wrestling from 1987 over and over again because it's the last one that they've put on. And I haven't put any new ones on. And that's been like 6 months now. I could probably do it word for word now. Because I'm just waiting for another goddamn episode to come. When, WWE? When is another goddamn episode of
Prime? And the nice thing about Hulk Hogan is he wouldn't be subject to wellness program.
That's true.
With the contract he would sign.
Because he would sign a part-time contract. Yeah. Exactly.
So
The Rock. Shockingly. Not part of the wellness.
I love that... I think it was probably like a month into our show when the show debuted, which is a little over 5 years ago now when we started doing this.
Yes.
And at the time, like, and this just came out that the part-timers aren't tested shit. And I remember at the time you saying, Vince McMahon just got changed from a full-time in-ring performer to a part-time outside the ring performer, so he wouldn't be subject to the tests. And same with Triple H.
Yes.
We were talking about that 5 years ago.
Yes.
And that's ever come up to everybody else now.
Yes.
Like, is anybody surprised? Like WWE doesn't, like Adderall, there can be some long-term side effects and it can lead to addiction to other things. And WWE is afraid of you being a prescription or any hard drugs or that type of thing that could lead to a death. Steroids? I think it's pretty fucking obvious. Steroids and HGH and all this shit.
Yeah.
Looking at Vince and Hunter and looking at guys like Ryback and Apollo Crews, they don't give a fuck about that. That's not what it's about. It's not what it's about that's not what it was about for Reigns. They never have and never will give a fuck.
No, because, Eddie Guerrero died of pain pills.
Yes.
Right? Brian Pillman died of pain pills.
Yeah.
You know, that...
I mean, he had a large heart, Eddie Guerrero did, but still...
Well, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Road Warrior
Hawk. I understand before Christmas, it was three times too small.
Yes. Yeah. But then, him and his dog.
Yeah.
God bless Pepe. But, like, that's the story now. But, I mean, to be fair, with the HGH thing, is that they don't have testing for it. Accurate testing.
They don't, but they also don't give a fuck.
Well, no, they don't. They don't. But that's what people do. And so people, when they talk about there's not a steroid problem, they're not considering HGH a steroid. It's different. So that's what people are doing.
There are literally, I would say, I'm trying to think of who I think is actually clean on the roster. With 100%. If once Zack Sabre Jr.
I was just about to say Zack Sabre Jr. is
I think he's probably clean.
Sami Zayn.
I don't know about even Zayn. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know, but, man.
It's actually, yes, my wife. He's not very strong.
He doesn't look very strong about Zack Sabre. Like, yeah, but wait till you watch him manipulate the joints and wrestle. Like,
yeah, she was not as impressed as Daniel Bryan.
No, no, you love that guy.
to be fair, Brie Bella is jealous of Zack Sabre Jr. You ever watch the Cruiserweight Classic? Holy shit.
Daniel Bryan. You didn't escape, oh my god! Daniel Bryan really likes the way Zack Sabre Jr. wrestles. Nice Cruiserweights. You know who was a big fan of the Cruiserweights there? Vinny Roo. Talked about that, and Finn Bell. And you know, who else likes him is,
Woo!
That's right. Now, some people might not have heard, but is that right?
Mo!
Did you call him already and I didn't know?
Of course I did.
Mo! 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 Woo! Can you pay?
No! Vince, or no, not Vince, this is Rick, right?
Rick, woo! The Great Jimmer!
Ric Flair on the phone. Patty, surprising me. I was just going to talk about you and some of the comments you made about Finn
Balor. Brother, how are you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
I'm just sitting here. This is pathetic. I've been waiting in line here. Only 40 people, brother. Can you believe it? 40 people have come to get my autograph.
Woo! Well, you mean 40 people this half hour, I imagine. Because you're Ric Flair.
Total.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll have time to shake my hand.
Are you kidding me? No, I don't know. I will shake your hand, but I will ignore the fuck out of you.
Woo! Well, let's talk a little bit. You made a comment that said that there's never been a cruiserweight to main event WrestleMania. You're against Finn Balor. Brother. You say he's fine, but just
Finn, brother, I don't know about this Finn. I got nothing. Woo! Got nothing to say bad about Finn Balor, but whoo! I gotta tell you, brother, there has never been and I tell you this with a tear in my eye.
Woo!
There has never been a cruiserweight to headline WrestleMania.
Woo! Okay, well,
woo!
Well, what about...
Woo!
What about Daniel Bryan?
Woo! Brother, Daniel Bryan,
woo!
He wasn't a headliner.
Woo!
That was Randy Orton. That was Randy Orton. Greatest wrestler other than Hunter on the roster today.
Woo!
That was Randy Orton.
You say Hunter's the best wrestler and then Randy Orton?
Hunter and Randy Orton, brother.
What?
On the whole roster of it.
Oh.
Randy Orton.
Woo.
I gotta agree. Amazing commentator.
Okay, how about
JBL,
this?
Randy Orton's
match. Your last match in the WWE. Woo. Your last match ever, I think. It was against HBH. Or HBK.
HGH.
Woo. No, HBK. Sorry, I was talking about HGH earlier.
Woo.
Yeah. But HBK.
I love HGH.
Woo.
And HBK. So does my daughter.
Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels wrestled the Undertaker. That was the main event, and at the time he weighed about 190 pounds.
Woo! Never gonna headline. Never gonna headline.
Woo! Never gonna headline,
Never gonna headline WrestleMania. Woo!
But he did. Shawn Michaels was about 190 pounds at the end of his career.
Woo! What year?
Woo!
What's that?
I don't know, like 7 years ago?
I was at the bar. Never.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm at the bar right now.
That explains a lot.
Mo.
Yeah.
Mo.
Dolph versus
Mo.
Dean. What are you thinking?
Headline. That's the headliner, brother.
Or you prefer that to Finn
Woo.
and
Mo.
What?
Mo. Mo. Woo.
Wasn't your quote that Rollins?
Woo.
Wasn't your quote that Rollins?
Woo.
And Reigns,
woo,
but especially Rollins, is a big
woo
heavyweight, and that therefore Finn will not be believable against him.
Woo! Finn can't beat him. Finn cannot beat him. Finn cannot beat Roman Reigns.
Woo! Well, yeah, but you also said that about Rollins. You said he's too small to against Rollins, is a big heavyweight, and he's too small to against Rollins.
I stand by my answer.
Woo!
I was right.
But okay,
you can fire me. I've already been fired.
But Vin, Rick, just
fire me.
Can I finish a sentence? Or
I've already been fired.
Rick, okay. Woo? Rick, okay, here's...
Woo!
Seth Rollins is billed at 212 pounds.
That's right. Heavyweight.
The cruiserweight limit is 205.
What are you talking about?
The cruiserweight limit in WWE is 205. He's 7 pounds heavier. Yeah. He's only 32 pounds heavier, or 22 pounds heavier than Finney. And you're saying
heavyweight.
AJ Styles is 218.
Heavyweight.
The cruiserweight championship in WCW when you were there, the limit was 225 pounds, 13 pounds heavier than Seth Rollins.
Still not a cruiserweight. Today is 2016. Woo! You gotta get with the times, Mo. Woo! Just like the nature boy gets with the times. Woo!
I'm done. Good night.
Have you seen my daughter?
Yeah?
Loves HGH.
I can tell.
Woo! Woo!
Bye, Rick.
Mo! Mo!
Yeah?
Mo!
Who's paying that bar
tab? Mo!
Yeah?
Can you? Can you pay my bar tab?
No!
I'm a little short.
Fuck.
Alright, we gotta hang up on him. He's drunk. Alright.
Or sober, you can't tell the difference.
It's true.
By the way, what's I'm just curious here. Let me just look it up. Maybe you know off the top of your head.
Okay.
What's Dolph Ziggler's weight?
Dolph Ziggler's weight. Off the top of my head, I'm gonna say 322 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Off the top of your head.
I know the state charges $1.25.
And I know, off the top of your head, what is Dean Ambrose's weight?
Oh, that is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Dean Ambrose weighs in at a total combined weight of 642 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dolph Ziggler's 36 now.
Yeah, I told you.
Huh.
You did? Well, I didn't tell you that much, but I told you that he's old, boring, and useless.
Well, okay.
not fresh at all.
Well, I knew that.
Not even after he showers.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not sure what... I think Ziggler's also about 210 pounds is what he's billed at. Someone like that, 210, 215, isn't he?
I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure Dean Ambrose is billed at 225. I know on the network, after the draft, they had him being interviewed by Renee.
Yeah, and Renee weighed more than him?
Well, no, they showed what... first off, they had Cesaro out there. And they listed Cesaro as 6'3", 280 pounds.
Whoa.
6'3", 280. He's probably about 6'1", maybe 6'2". And they bill him at 235. So 6'3", 280, they put him at.
Okay.
And then they've had Ambrose out there. And they bill him at 6'4", 225.
6'4".
Reigns, by the way, is... I believe 6'3".
I'll go to Ambrose because he's right here. And let's see if they've got his...
On Wikipedia lists Ziggler at 218.
I just want to see his statistics here if they have.
Ambrose at 225. Legit, I bet you they're like 200 and 205. Like.
Dean Ambrose, they have a bio, but they don't have any.
Well, Wikipedia lists him at 225. And billed at 6'4". Right? He is not 6'4".
They don't have
He was standing next to, what was he, maybe the same height or an inch higher than Ziggler when they were face to face at the end of SmackDown?
Yeah.
Like, and Ziggler billed at 6 feet. So, yeah, I doubt that either one of these guys is over 210 pounds. Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch Rhino's most devastating gores of all time.
No thanks. Ooh, look, a star.
Oh, which of these titles would you most like to see return?
Oh, okay, let's see.
Take the poll. The Hardcore Championship, the European Championship, the Cruiserweight Championship, the World Tag Team Champion, or the women's tag team.
How fucking lame. You know what they should have done? You know what you could do with the IC one?
Hmm.
Was you could have just put new rules on it. Like, you could have just said, oh, Miz, have Daniel Bryan come out. Just so you know, yes, you're the IC champion, which will now always be a Falls Count Anywhere or a submission title.
Yeah.
Whatever, just to give it something. You don't have to create a new belt. Just do something with the current belt.
Yes.
Just spice up that belt. And
yes. So the Hardcore Championship is leading the poll.
By a ton.
Let's see what the next poll is.
Okay. Well, we had a poll.
If WWE had an MVP award, which superstar would win?
Fuck, it has everybody. fucking isn't the, it has a ton of people. It does. Brock Lesnar's in there, you know, for all that shit he's done this year.
Yeah, let's do that.
Remember that match he did? And then there was the other one where he had that match? Look at those two matches. It's AJ. It's not even close. It is fairly close.
With AJ and Dean.
But yeah, I mean,
that's... Yeah, I just fucked with the poll and voted. I should have voted for Cody's. Thank you for visiting. The poll is now closed.
All right. Anything else about Raw you want to say?
No.
I just want to say, what about the women's match? But the quality of the match?
It was good.
It was good. You know, not only was it good, uh-huh. I'm watching that match. There was the moment where Charlotte does that back, or does the moonsault.
Mm-hmm.
Backwards to the floor.
Yeah.
I watched that, and you know what my first thought was?
Huh.
Immediately in my head, it popped in. And this is why when Nikki Bella comes back, she can't come back and wrestle in the women's division.
Yes.
This is exactly this. The longest reigning champion before that.
Mm-hmm.
Could never do a move like this, and this is where they're going. And she represents, like Eva Marie, and Dana Brooke, frankly.
But she's going to be on SmackDown with,
Asta? Hmm? Asta?
I was going to say Cena.
With Cena. But it doesn't matter. Like, my whole point is, this is what the new expectation is. She can't do that. She's never going to be able to do that. That's why she can't come back. So I predict, they're thinking she's going to come back to this major babyface reaction. I bet you she gets the shit booed out of her that first night. I bet you she gets that Eva Marie reaction.
No, I think she gets cheered.
I don't think so.
I think she gets cheered.
We'll see.
I think she will get cheered.
All right, I think we're done. You know,
there's a couple things.
There's a couple things. Yeah, one thing I want to mention, because uh-huh. we talked about Raw being great.
Yeah.
Right after I finished watching Raw, I watched ROH, which is also great.
Uh-huh.
Because it had this angle where Kyle O'Reilly was finally getting his title shot against Jay Lethal. What's his name? Adam Cole said he's never going to win the title, but I won't interfere in the match. So him and the Young Bucks jumped Riley beforehand and pilmanized his shoulder.
Right.
And just beat the shit out of him. They built this match was given the entire hour.
The Bucks of Youth.
Yes, the Bucks of Youth. They built the entire match was given the whole hour. Now they had to put in all these filler matches, but Riley came out towards the end and said he still wanted to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Lethal's like, you won everybody's respect even by being here. Don't make me do this. Right? So Jay Lethal spends the whole match avoiding the shoulder and not attacking it
mm-hmm.
until he's about to lose when he has no choice.
Yeah.
And he attacks it and he gets the win. And Riley's... And it's just great performances by everybody. And then Adam Cole comes out and beats the shit out of Riley again at the end. Just awesome performances. I'm like, this was also a great show. Goddamn shame this was in front of maybe 300 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm looking at this and the building they're in looks like one-third full.
It's difficult because their niche is being enveloped by NXT.
It really is.
Like, they should be where, like, NXT is at that point now. They're touring Eastern Canada.
Yeah, they're getting like 2,500 people.
Yeah, they're going to be going to Eastern Canada.
Yeah.
They better be coming to fucking Western Canada.
Yeah, I hope so.
But, it's just one of those things that they're starting to tour. Exactly. They're getting more, because they've got more of a machine behind them.
Yeah.
To promote and to get out. But it's just, yeah, it really is. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're bigger than they were a year ago. ROH.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
But I think part of it too.
I think it's partly just that everybody else is falling.
Well, yeah, there's that. But one of the things with ROH is that they, in my humble opinion, it was good at first, but it's New Japan, North America.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. Like, they've got, if they want to grow, I mean, it's fine if it's keeping them going, but now it's almost like if there isn't the main Japanese guys on a show, it's not important.
Exactly.
And that they need to, yeah, they need to get their own guys. I mean, they have their Jay Lethal and their Adam Cole. Like, they have a handful of guys,
mm-hmm.
but they can definitely, they don't have a, again, their depth as well, isn't showcased.
Yeah.
Because they've got all these Japanese guys coming in. So.
And they're deeper than people realize, but they just, are. It's just that those people are presented as stars the way that the Japanese guys are.
And that is
a very good point.
That's, I think you said, it's not that they suck because of it, but it's an issue.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if WWE comes in and scoops some guys.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, now you need to have people replaced. I mean, like Roderick Strong going to be coming, right? I mean, they lost Moose and they've lost Michael Bennett and Matt Taven, but that's not, you know, those aren't top
Taven
guys.
Taven is an injury, though.
Yeah, they lost him, but he's gone, isn't he?
No, it's just an injury.
Well, I thought his contract
was there. No, I don't think so. I believe he's still there. But either way, there's lots of people that are.
There are. It just seems like they're being taken over from Japanese. Did you see?
on the World Wrestling Federation Network, what the top watch shows were.
No, no.
2 weeks ago. This is 2 weeks ago. So I'll read this to you, right? So the first most watched show 2 weeks ago on the network.
Yeah.
Was the, post Raw live thing with the title.
Yeah, of course.
Thing.
Yeah.
But that kind of surprised me, to be honest, because, they didn't tell anybody.
They didn't tell anybody to go. So the thing is, when they say most watched, that people could just be curious and check that out after on demand.
Yeah, that's true too. I don't know, is it available on demand?
Yeah, it is. It's under WWE Originals.
Ah, okay. There you go. The Draft Center show.
Yeah. Is number two. No surprise there.
Yeah. The Cruiserweight Classic.
Okay.
Number three.
Okay.
Okay. NXT number four.
Interesting. So NXT behind the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, the week of Battleground.
Mm-hmm.
Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Was number five.
The Money in the Bank, the pay-per-view the month before?
Yeah. It was number five. WrestleMania 32 was number six.
Really?
Yes. The SmackDown pre-show for the draft is next.
Mm-hmm.
An episode of Swerve.
Mm-hmm.
Bracketology,
mm-hmm.
holding the number nine spot. And another episode, a different episode of Swerve, was number 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Those were there for that week, 2 weeks ago. Interesting.
I miss WrestleMania Rewind,
mm-hmm.
and Monday Night War, and Top 10. Like, I miss the, or Countdown, I guess it was called.
They had both.
They had the list. The list. I miss shows that were about wrestling.
Yeah.
Matches and feuds and
things. Yeah, those sorts of things. I miss those too.
I think you can have both. And they went for, at the beginning, they opened with just that.
Yeah.
And now they're just about entertainment shows, and yeah. I wish they had a little mix.
Yeah, I think so. I would agree with that. But that's what they were. Have you been watching the NXT?
I usually binge watch it before I take over. My NXT watching style.
Yeah, yeah. Because I watched the most recent one here, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Had, Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
And also had Kota Ibushi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes.
So he is, signed, sealed, and delivered, I guess.
I think it was just to promote the Cruiserweight Classic, from what I remember, but he will be signed.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I wasn't sure he would be, but he will be.
What I looked at is, it's funny.
Again, he's going to shoot right up to the main roster. Right?
Here's the deal. Well, yeah.
In fact, even Roderick Strong could shoot right up to the main roster.
That's true.
That's Cruiserweight.
True. Here's the part that I thought was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is, because I, and again, this is topical, because I just said about the Ring of the Honor.
Yeah.
And how their stars are taking a back seat.
Yeah.
And when I look at ROH, when I look at NXT,
mm-hmm.
we just had Kota Ibushi.
Mm-hmm.
The matches were bookended. It started with Nakamura
mm-hmm.
against Wesley Blake
mm-hmm.
and ended with Buddy Murphy against Kota Ibushi. big hype video for next week, the return of Hideo Itami.
Oh, wow.
So Kent is finally back.
Yeah.
So you got three of these guys now that are going to be in the top mix. Or in that top mix, presumably in NXT. I mean, Kota Ibushi could go to the top
mm-hmm.
Roster, the main roster. It's Cruiserweight. But you've got these guys in NXT, but it doesn't seem like they're overshadowing anything.
No.
Because you still have Samoa Joe. Bobby Roode debuts next week as well. You know, Austin Aries is there.
Yeah.
It's like TNA versus New Japan in NXT.
Except for, Kenta. It was never New Japan. It was Noah.
Yeah, same thing. But I mean, so there you go, right? It's
one of the guys, I can't remember his name, it's just, I'm forgetting it, but there was a guy from Dragon Gate who I'm sure they're gonna sign who's in the
There's a guy.
Who's in the Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh, Akira Tozawa?
Maybe, I can't recall the name.
Yeah,
Tozawa. I think it is
Tozawa. Akira Tozawa, yeah.
Yeah.
And, it seems like him, Zack Sabre Jr., TJ Perkins, Grand Metallic.
Cedric Alexander,
yeah, all gonna get, have signed or will sign, and that'll be sort of, like you said, if you've got a Roderick Strong, you've got a Kota Ibushi, with your,
roster. Then again, I heard Tommy Ann has signed, and now he's taking bookings in the independents still.
No, he has.
September, so.
He has signed. He's just finishing up, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But, you've also got, you could fill it out with Brian Kendrick or what have you as well, right?
Oh, for sure.
So,
to Jerry and.
Yeah, if the jury wants to do it, I don't know if the jury would want.
The thing is, if it's just guys from the Cruiserweight Classic, that's not good enough. But you can bring in a few of those guys, and then bring in a Strong and an Aries, and you already have a Neville.
Yeah.
I guess not, you don't have Kalisto, I guess. But you have Neville. You know, you have, a Tommy. A mix of guys from that Cruiserweight with guys you already have, with guys in NXT, you could have a fantastic division. I hope it's used well, but I am optimistic. It was presented well on Monday.
Yes, exactly. So we'll see. Week two, I mean, again, it's all about what are they doing. Can they throw them all together consistently? Can they get 7 out of 8 shows right? You know, again, they're always going to have a one-off. But, you know, can you consistently put together good shows? And we'll see, right? What I wanted to do, though, is I wanted to go through. We were talking about the SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And wanted to see how many matches you could name from SummerSlam last year.
Only 1 year ago.
1 year of fucking
Holy shit.
Yes, because I was having a very difficult time doing this most of
the time. Because ask me about the SummerSlam card from, like, 1990?
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that there's more time to remember it and more times to have watched it. But I don't think that's why.
No, I do not. I do not happen to feel
Russell
that as well.
Or SummerSlam from 1 year ago.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Holy shit.
So what do you think opened?
Oh, I think opened?
Yeah, what do you think the opening
Okay, didn't they have... Wasn't SummerSlam a year ago? Okay, here's one I'm going to say. And I'm not going to give this in order. I can't remember
opening. Yeah, okay, so give me the main event.
Well, not even the main event. I just remember, isn't that where Charlotte took on Nikki? Wasn't that a match?
Charlotte and Nikki. No, that was not a match.
Fuck. Fuck, who took on Nikki then? Nikki Bella would have been the champion then, right?
I believe that's correct.
So was it Paige?
No.
Fuck.
The Divas, you want to know what the Divas match was?
Okay.
It was a 3-team elimination match.
Oh, shit.
Team Bad.
Bad versus
Team PCB versus Team Bella.
Fuck me.
None of them would.
I think Tamina would. I think I can bone Tamina.
I think you can get him.
Yeah.
I think he'd bone you.
Yeah. Okay, so the U.S. belt. John Cena must have had the U.S. belt. At this point. Did he face Rollins in a combination?
Yes, like, unification.
Unification. Yes.
Yes.
And Rollins won.
Yes, thanks to... John Stewart.
Oh, John Stewart. Oh, that's right. He didn't want to tie in.
He didn't want to tie Flair. Yes.
Fuck.
Okay,
so that was a U.S. belt. IC champion? Was Sheamus on this show? is this where Del Rio came back? Bray Wyatt took on... Fuck. Bray Wyatt took on Reigns.
Sort of. Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt took on Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
So you're close.
It's close. Holy shit, this is hard.
I know.
So the New Day must have been the tag champs. Or winning the belt, maybe. One or the other. From... Would they have been beating Kidd and Cesaro?
No.
Was that then, or was that... Usos?
Millions of dollars.
Fuck off! Really?
And the Lucha Dragons. And Los Matadors in a fatal 4-way match.
Fuck off! Really?
Yes. Yes, indeed it is.
Okay, I can't think of anything else.
Here's good. Okay, so you could... I didn't think you'd be able to do this, which is... I couldn't do it either.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong, but this is great. The opener?
Yeah.
Sheamus defeated Randy Orton.
Fuck off!
Seriously,
really?
Yes. No recollection of this whatsoever. 1 year ago. Dolph Ziggler with Lana beat Rusev with Summer Rae. Oh no, sorry, it ended in a double countout.
What?
Yeah, I do remember.
Well, it makes sense though.
Submissive
Summer. That 1 year ago, it makes sense because these guys are now
both
positioned in such big spots on this year's SummerSlam. They spent the year, that was where they started heating them up a year ago.
Exactly, right? Now to culminate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Rusev and Lana got married this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Ryback was there posting it all over Instagram.
Ryback was there.
Yeah. Yes. So what else happened? Oh, Stardust and King Barrett lost to Neville and Stephen Adel.
Oh, fuck off. Really?
Yes, 1 year ago.
Let's see.
We got the Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose, the Wyatt family. And then, for the Intercontinental Championship.
Okay.
It was a three-way dance.
All right.
Ryback,
the champion. Owens must have been in it,
defeated
right?
The Miz.
Uh-huh.
And The Big Show.
So Owens wasn't on the show at all? The Miz and The Big Show.
We got the Seth Rollins.
I remember vaguely now, Miz, Big Show, and what was it, The Ryback?
The Ryback. Kevin Owens defeated Cesaro.
Why don't I remember this? That should be a fantastic match. I don't remember it at all.
In the death spot.
Holy shit.
And then The Undertaker defeated Brock Lesnar.
Oh, how could I forget that? Holy shit. So that's how much they're letting making stuff stick.
Yes, exactly.
By the way, when I look back on that,
as Ed Whalen used to call it, that is stick-tutums.
As I look back on that, I think, not a good card.
No.
A card that would excite me to this day.
But you think like a year ago now.
Yeah.
That this Divas Revolution just started.
Yeah.
Right? Because that was the kickoff with the SummerSlam and everything. And then you see how it is a year later.
Yeah.
And it is
better.
Better. It's definitely better. Like, we questioned the thing and the way that it kicked off, and that's not how it would be done. And we said it's going to, the only thing they could do is really stick at it because, and it just shows again with the way Hunter and Stephanie have that influence, yeah. Is that they know, like, when you talk about, they didn't get over. And it's like, no, you gotta keep it going. Like, well, fuck, like Hunter. Like, Hunter's first WWF title reign was the shits.
Yeah. Not over
and
at all.
But they kept going with it. And it became Hunter. And it's just like, with the women now, and they're an over viable part of the television program now.
Well, and it helped that you've gone long reign to long reign.
Yes.
And AJ had a long reign, and then Nikki had a long reign.
Yeah.
And now Charlotte had a long reign. That's helped.
Yeah.
Charlotte, and the fact you got rid of the Divas title and made it the women's title, and Charlotte's reign has meant a lot more.
Yeah.
But also the fact that that Nikki the entire time, for most of it, and AJ never felt like they had really serious contenders. Whereas Charlotte, because she's faced Natalya even more so, because you've always known Sasha's out there,
mm-hmm.
You've known that there's a worker, somebody she can work with to have good matches. That just that anticipation has helped elevate the belt too.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
All right, we better get out of here.
Yeah, we should get going there. But that was, I thought, that's a classic way to end it. Will this year's SummerSlam stick?
Like
last year.
And we already have the title for this SummerSlam show now.
Yes, exactly. Will it
stick? Or at least the go-home show.
Yes, will it stick? But we still have TakeOver, which is going to be great.
That's right.
On Saturday.
And that's right, and then the UFC 202, and then SummerSlam. In a crazy weekend.
Yeah. UFC 202.
Yeah. Diaz versus McGregor.
Oh, right.
And CM Punk's debut.
That's in September. I just saw the poster. No,
it is 203. It could be 203.
I literally saw the poster, and it's could like be September 9th.
I thought it was 202, but it could be 203.
Yeah, no, it's in September. I did see the poster.
Okay. Either way, McGregor and...
Yeah, but that's not wrestling, so I don't care.
All right.
All I know is that you're going to have the shit is sticky against Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have Asuka.
You're right, it is 203, yeah.
Against Bayley as your top two matches.
Revival versus
Gargano and Ciampa, which I think will be great.
Yeah.
The reaction will be humorous for Austin Aries against No Way Jose.
Yes, and it's a cheer Aries, the heel.
Who is Bobby Roode fighting again? He's got a match.
Yeah, I can't remember. I should remember.
Who's got
it's somebody that's established.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... because he debuts next week. Is it a Tommy?
I don't think it's a Tommy. I don't think it is. I don't remember Tommy being on the show, but I could be wrong.
NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2.
Brooklyn.
Matches.
Matches?
Oh, Andre Cien Almas.
There it is, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're going to have American Alpha against the Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
As well.
Which is weird, since they're going to be on SmackDown, but it's okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, have they taped all of,
No, I don't think so. Maybe they have. It's only four shows, or three shows now, right?
That's true.
Three shows, so probably have taped it all.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's your card.
That's cool. That's going to be a great card.
I don't know what it is. That's what I'm saying. I'd like to have one more match.
I think that would be a great card.
I just looked at last year at Brooklyn. How great it was. And even the last, Romania.
I believe Asuka and Bayley this time will be great.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe the main event with Joe and Nakamura will be great.
Perhaps a fucking puzzle.
I believe the tag team
match could be good.
I think it'll be very good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So that's it. Like you only got a two hour show, right?
Right.
Yeah. If I remember correctly. So those top three mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what it was? It was Tyler Breeze against Jushin Thunder Liger that was sort of the outside interest. I'd like to see Hideo Itami have a match, maybe.
I'd like to see that.
Someone, you know, sure. I don't know who. Yeah. That's kind of, I'm trying to think of who some of the singles competitors are.
I actually think American Alpha versus Authors of Pain could be very interesting.
Yeah, I do. I think it'd be interesting. I just don't think it'll be, this over the moon matchup, you know?
We'll see.
I would think in a Tommy, but who would a Tommy work with? That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah, Tommy and Austin Aries is the match I want to see. Once we get past this.
Agreed 100%. So,
okay.
Alright, so that's going to do it. At We Talk Wrestling is on the Twitter, wetalkwrestling.com. iTunes, however you found this show, now just do it again.
Just fucking do it again. Just wrap it up. We're OUT.
Yeah. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, not fair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe you might want to give me some feedback, like some constructive criticism for my show this week.
Lose weight.